Hey everybody, it's so good to be with you this afternoon. I wish I was there in person with all of you. I know it's been a crazy time here in Atlanta as well, but I send the greetings from Atlanta, from the church here in Gwinnett, and I hope you guys are doing well up there in New Jersey. And so, Riola asked me to speak about how to inspire your team, inspire your group, and I've been thinking a lot about it, and I just want to share a couple of thoughts with you, and hopefully it will help you to inspire your group there. First thing off is in order to inspire your group or your Bible talk, you have to be inspired yourself, right? Otherwise, it is fake and it's manufactured and it's not real. And so you have to be inspire yourself in order to inspire your group. And I have 2 points here. I just want to briefly talk to you guys a little bit about just these 2 points. I don't I hate it because I how it is. And sometimes when you have too many points, you're kind of like, what was he talking about? And so I just brought it down to 2 points, and I just want to share with you, and I hope that you can consider here. I was on a team out to. I'm originally from Laos, and that's a small country in between Vietnam and Thailand and Cambodia there. And so we were on a mission team. I was part of the mission team going to Laos to plant Laos, way back in 1995. And we were training in Bangkok, Thailand, for a year. And for a year, we grew by one. For a whole year, we grew by one. And what it is we baptized some, but we lost some. Some people fell away. Some people, got baptized. And the whole year, we grew by one. And we were so discouraged. We were like, what is happening here? Are we even Christians? And so our brother came down from Korea. And we got with him, we hung out with him and just kind of explained to him our situation and say, hey, here's what's happening. And the whole year we grew by one. And what he said to me changed my life. I mean, changed the way that I think about, how we do ministry. He said, I wish you had zero, because when you make your comeback, it would be all the more glorious. But now that you have one, it's not all that glorious. He said, I wish you had zero so that when you make your comeback, it's not if you make your comeback, it's when you make your comeback. It would be all the more glorious. And I thought about that. And I was so amazed by this brother's faith that he totally believed that we can turn around. And the reason why, and so we were like, hey, give us some strategy. Give us, what do we need to do? And that's what I wanted to share with you guys. He said the way to change your Bible talk to be inspiring and to be daring and to be bold is you got to go back to Jesus, right? He said, Jesus, Jesus, and Jesus. So that's my first point is Jesus, Jesus, and Jesus. It says here in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved. And he's referring to Jesus. And and I think about the story about Peter and John as they went up to the temple in the book of Acts. It says when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. So I think that's the question that we all have to ask ourselves. Have I been with Jesus, right? Have I truly been with Jesus? And sometimes we want to be disciples of Jesus without Jesus. And sometimes we do our own things and then we kind of sprinkle Jesus on it, am I really trying to be like Jesus? Or am I trying to be what I think Jesus is like, right? Am I really trying to be like Jesus, or am I really trying to just be what I think Jesus is like? And I think if we ask be honest with ourselves, sometimes we have Jesus in our mind that we want to kind of we want him to fit into what we think it should be instead of, hey, I just want to be like Jesus. And so In the South here, and you guys know, if you're ever from the South, you know that the South is known as the Bible Belt and is very, very religious. There's a street that I drive by, then there's like five churches in a row, like five different churches in a row on one street. And the South is very, very religious. Everyone knows Jesus, but not everyone wants to be like him. And that's where we're at. Everybody knows about Jesus, but not everyone wants to be like him. And so, the question for us to inspire our people is, have I really been with Jesus? Am I going through my life with Jesus? And Peter and John had been with Jesus and it showed, and I think we have to ask ourselves an honest question is, when was the last time I truly cried over my sin? When was the last time I truly credited anything significant in my life to Jesus? When was the last time I saw people helpless and harassed, not just physically and emotionally, but spiritually? Because Jesus saw that. And, is Jesus my inspiration, or is it something else or somebody else? Because everything and everyone will, they will pale when compared to Jesus. And so my first point here is Jesus, Jesus, and Jesus. In order to inspire your people, you have to walk with Jesus. We have to walk with Jesus, right? We can't just fake it. We can't, live off the fat of yesteryears. We have to be walking with Jesus each and every day to be inspiring. And like I said, in order to inspire your people, you have to be inspired first. Otherwise, it's fake and manufactured. And we don't want that. We want true inspiration from God. My second point here is the infinite game. Are we playing the infinite game or the finite game, right? So, you guys know the South is a very, football in the South is huge, right? College football, especially. And I wanna talk a little bit about Alabama football. I know some of you don't like Alabama. I don't care so much about Alabama either. But Alabama, what I know about Alabama is that they are about the infinite game, right? Teams play Alabama to beat Alabama. Alabama play football to beat themselves. They believe that if you just do your best and give your whole heart to the position that you play, and if you do your best, that we will win ultimately at the end. And so teams, they scheme to play Alabama. Alabama simply say, we are playing against ourselves. And so I think sometime we can buy into that philosophy of, how do I inspire my team? But are they really truly inspired inside of themselves? Right? And am I trying to inspire people from the outside, or they're trying to inspire themselves from the inside, and not so much me trying to push or me trying to make them into something that they might not want to be. And so the scripture that I want to use here is in Matthew 28. And it says, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Now, this is after the resurrection, and Jesus had said, hey guys, we're gonna meet up in this mountain. And they went up there, and it says they worshiped him, but some doubted. Now you would think, if you were me, I would be like, okay, those people that doubt, come over here, and those people who believe, come over here. I would separate the two, right? I would try to separate the two from those who were doubting and those who were on board. But you notice Jesus didn't do that. Jesus did not do that. He did not separate the two, those who doubted and those who are faithful to him, because Jesus was playing the infinite game. He was not playing the finite game. And what he's saying is, it's okay to doubt. It's okay to doubt because you're playing the infinite game. Jesus did not separate the two because he knew that they would eventually come along as their faith continues to grow. And so, and we think about the history of our church, and the history of our church is, many times we are, our finite game is baptism, right? Our finite game is baptism. And I love baptisms. I would, I love people getting baptized and making disciples and getting baptized, but that can't be the goal. That cannot be the goal. Baptism cannot be the goal because that's a finite game. That's a number game. That is something that we're, it's not a infinite game, right? The infinite game is how do we get people to fall in love with Jesus, stay in love with Jesus for the rest of their lives and help others do the same. And that's the infinite game, right? Where it's not a number. It's not something we're trying to shoot at. Is the infinite game is how do we get people to fall in love with Jesus, stay in love with Jesus, and help others do the same. That's the finite game that we're trying to inspire them to. So what am I saying? I'm saying is that, don't put your trust and your security in formulas and numbers. Sometimes we come into these kind of things like, okay, just give me the formula, how to do this. Right? I think sometimes we're too wrapped up in the formulas and the numbers that we forget to connect to God and to the Holy Spirit. And they might be telling us something, but because we're not in tune with them, we're playing the finite game. And so it's to play the infinite game. As leaders, we are to create space for everyone, even the doubters, even the weak one. Even when the one we're like, man, I don't know if this brother or this sister's, where are they? And we're stuck chasing them, and we're stuck trying to find them. And we have to create space for each person because God loves them, and we are to take care of them. Because why would God add to our numbers if we are unable to take care of those that He's given to us? And so let's take care of those that God has entrusted to us. Let's take care of those that has decided that they're going to make Jesus Lord, and let's help each other. And as leaders, we have to create that space for everybody. True connection is when people feel like they're seen and heard and valued. When they feel like you see them and you heard them and you value them, then they start building connection with you. And I know that my wife and I, we've been working with the teens for a couple of years here. And I find that is so true. You know, as my generation, we respect people because of their age and their wisdom. And, but our young people, they're not like that. They don't respect me just because I'm older than them or wiser than them. They respect me because I connect with them, or I'm trying my best to connect with them, and they connect with me, and I see them and I hear them and I value them. And so as leaders, we have to find a space for our people to be seen and heard and valued. And that takes time. That takes time. I think the older I feel like I get is it's not so much learning that it's hard and difficult. It is the unlearning that is hard and difficult, that I have to unlearn a bunch of things and relearn things and try it again. And not so much about learning, but it's the unlearning part that is challenging for me. As leaders, we are the agent, right? We are the agent of change. We're the one that brings the change. We're the one that wants to inspire people. We're the one that wants to help people get over the hump or whatever they're struggling in. We want to inspire them, but at the same time, we have to create a space for them to be who they are. And because I know that when the world sees that, and it's kind of what Jesus said in John chapter 13, 34 here. It says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And that's what it is. It's love, right? Love is the inspiration that drives us to be more like Jesus. Love is the inspiration for us to create that space for each other. Love is the inspiration for us to keep playing the infinite game and not go back to the finite game. Love is the people will see that we are His disciples when they see our love for one another. And I think that is so key. And so, you know, I just want to encourage you guys with that, that to inspire your people, go back to Jesus, 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 and Jesus. And then the other one is play the infinite game. The finite game will lead us down to a road where we will burn out and we won't be able to, it's not sustainable. It's the infinite game that Jesus has allowed us to see and to become a part of. And so I am very, very grateful to be here with you, just to share a few thoughts with you. And I hope that you guys will go and inspire your people. And God's gonna do amazing things in New Jersey, as he is doing around the world. Pray for us in Atlanta. There's a lot of challenges down here, but we are definitely praying for all of you up there, and to God be the glory. Thank you for listening.